Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, on South Prospect Street in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show. Well, the studio is all decorated for Halloween. We've got the lights on. Producer Terry Tackett is here, ready to go. He's running about half power. He got his Johnson & Johnson booster shot there. And so he found the places actually giving those out. So he went and got that. So you know how those booster shots go with a vaccine. You have a little bit of a side effect there. So he's resting there with us here. So I'm going to serenade him with my voice here on a Wednesday afternoon. And we're going to have some fun here. Almost 24 hours since you had it. All right. 4:19 is the time, and here in Marion, I believe we're sitting about 50 degrees out there, and it's on the cool side. Even here in the studio, we're on the cool side. Yeah, 50 degrees here in Marion, Ohio, and I hope you all are warm out there. If you're out and about, or if you're going out and about this evening, you're going to want to take a jacket. I've worn a sport coat all day long and went out and did some fun stuff. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. And wore a sport coat. It kept me pretty warm, I'll have to say. Hey, today we're giving away a $20 gift card to Panera Bread. We've never given away a Panera Bread card before, and I don't even know if it's going to go over or not. Don't know if you folks even go to Panera Bread. But if you do, or if you know somebody who likes Panera Bread, today's the day to play trivia. It's all Halloween trivia today, and you can jump in and play. All you need to do for a chance to win my $20 Panera Bread gift card is call me, answer a trivia question. I will put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will select a lucky winner. The number you will need here in just a moment is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, I went out and about today, met up with my aunt and uncle, and my mom took a load of us over, and we took my 92-year-old grandmother out to eat, and we went thrift store shopping. We hit up the Goodwills and we found some stuff. I always like going through the DVDs and seeing what I can find out there. So got me some DVDs, got a package of red Christmas lights. We use those come Valentine's Day. And got her a shirt. She was looking for a long sleeve black shirt. Found that. So that was checked off the list. And it seems like there was one more thing that I got, but I can't remember right now. But anyhow, so we had fun out there. Had a good time thrift store shopping, and it's fun to do that. So we had a good time today. Out and about in the Westerville area. Sunbury/Westerville area is where we went. And I got several things to tell you about today, so stay tuned throughout the program. It's Drive Time, Offbeat News and Trivia. Want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Well, yesterday, the Lutheran Church in Waldo did their monthly dinner giveaway, drive-up giveaway, and you just drive right up to the door and say, hey, I'll take two meals, three meals, however many meals you want. And yesterday it was chili soup, it was a hot ham and cheese sandwich, and the best banana pudding I've ever had. And it was good stuff. And coming up here on Tuesday, November 23rd, mark your calendars, because from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., they're going to be having their big Thanksgiving dinner. St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. And here's their menu. It's just, once again, you just pull up, Tell them how many dinners you want, and you're on your way. Absolutely free. The menu is turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, a veggie, rolls, pumpkin dessert, and bottled water. That's on Tuesday, November 23rd, down there at Waldo at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church. So mark your calendars now for that big Thanksgiving dinner. That's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, let's jump into the trivia. See if we can get some calls rolling in here at 740-383-9940. Once again, we're giving away a $20 gift card to Panera Bread. And here's my first Halloween trivia question. All Halloween trivia today. What was the first individually wrapped penny candy? What was the first individually wrapped penny candy? You can Google this one and find the answer, just so you know. What country is believed to be the origin of Halloween? What country is believed to be the origin of Halloween? A group of witches is called a what? A group of witches is called a what? Here's an easy one. What are Halloween's traditional colors known as? What are Halloween's traditional colors known as? And what does Wicca mean? What does Wicca mean? 740-383-9944. Be the first one in. Sign up for a chance to win a $20 gift card to Panera Bread. If you're the winner, we'll send that in the mail to you. Here comes the first call in. We'll find out who's on the line today. Hi, we're on the air.
The Halloween colors are orange and black.
Absolutely. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good, good.
Hey, I want to thank you. I got my gift card in the mail on Saturday.
Oh, good. I'm glad it arrived there safely for you.
Yeah, well, I didn't know I had won because my neighbor came down and I had to turn the radio off.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't hear it, so I was shocked. So thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. I hope you get good use out of it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye. All right, Phyllis is the number one right here. First one in, 740-383-9944. What are other names for Halloween? Just give me a couple. What are some other names for Halloween? What is the most popular Halloween costume? What is the most popular Halloween costume? Can you tell me the answer to that one? All right, looks like we got another one coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Wicca is the study of witchcraft.
Right, correct. How are you today?
Oh, click along. I hear you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Is this Mr. Scott?
Yes, it is.
Hey,
I
Scott.
I haven't been here for a while. I've been busy.
Well, sir, it's absolutely good to hear you today.
So, yeah, glad I wasn't busy today so I could listen to the radio.
I appreciate you tuning in. Yep, it's a busy time of the year getting ready for those winter months to come, isn't it?
Yeah, lots of stuff to get done before winter gets here.
Yep, winterizing this, winterizing that, and getting ready to mulch up those leaves and everything like that, right?
Oh, yeah.
big jobs for sure. Keeping us all busy.
Very busy.
All right, Scott. Well, hey, you have a good one, and I've got you in the drawing. And, hey, it's good to talk to you, and you take care and call any time, okay?
Okay, buddy.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye. Yep, we welcome everybody anytime. 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Hi, we're on the air.
How about Spook Day and Beggar's Night?
Yeah, we'll take that, absolutely. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. Is this Mr. Lee?
Yep.
Lee, it's good to hear from you today. How, your day going pretty good?
Oh, not too bad.
Good, good. Weather could be a little better today, couldn't it?
Yeah, that would make it a little bit better. My legs hurt me a little bit, but...
Yeah, a little bit of sunshine out there would be nice today. Maybe a little bit warmer, too.
Yeah, but
we take
that. We
can't
expect much this time of year.
Right. Yeah, for October heading into November, yeah, we just don't know what to expect from day to day, do we?
I don't think there's any more 90-degree days left.
I don't believe so. Nope, those are a thing of the past for now. Just dreaming about that for next year, right?
Right.
Absolutely. All right, Lee, it's always good to talk to you, and got you in the stack here.
Okay, have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, you're next, 429. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia during drive time on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM. We are WWGH. Hey, what bone found in the head is often used as a symbol for Halloween? What bone found in the head is often used as a symbol for Halloween? What kind of mythical creature is said that humans can turn into during a full moon? What kind of mythical creature is said that humans can turn into during a full moon? And here's another easy one for you. When do vampires sleep? When do vampires sleep? It's all Halloween trivia for you here on WWGH Radio, broadcasting online at WWGH1071.com and anywhere in the Marion, Ohio area at 107.1 on the FM dial. Hi, we're on the air.
How about the skull?
The skull is correct. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing good. And this would be Judy C., right?
Yep. All you got it.
All right, Judy C. It is good to talk to you, and I will put you in the drawing.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, enjoy your day now, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye. 4:30, right on the nose. Hey, check out my website when you get a chance, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com, your online companion to offbeat news and trivia. Find recipes, trivia, offbeat news, pictures, and more. That's all at our home on the web at radionate.webs.com. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Well,
glad to hear it.
A little chilly out there. I wanted to mow, but I'm not going out when it's 50 degrees.
No, especially running a mower in 50 degrees.
Right.
It just doesn't seem
yeah,
right.
See, if it was something that would be fun, you know, that'd be one thing, but
it just,
not to mow.
It just doesn't seem right mowing in 50 degrees.
Nope.
No, whenever you have to put a coat on to mow, forget about
That's
it.
That's right. You know, I the grass is still growing, and I'm ready for a frost that'll maybe stop this grass growing a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it's grown all summer. You know,
oh, I know. It sure has.
My goodness, I've mowed once a week at least all summer. Usually I could get by this time I'm down to every 2 weeks, you know, but terrible.
It is. It's been something else. It's been just like clockwork every week or almost every twice a week.
Something else to make me work.
Right. Absolutely.
And pretty soon we're going to see the white stuff on the ground. It'll probably turn from grass growing to white stuff overnight, you know.
And then we'll all be shoveling.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And I've got to make sure my drive is shoveled.
I bet you do. Maybe,
yep.
maybe get a bag of salt too, huh?
Yep, bag of salt.
Either that or bag of some sort of a gravel that you can throw on top of the snow.
Got to
you know?
Have some traction there to get out of my drive.
Right.
Get out of
right.
My driveway.
Yeah, I feel for you there because if you can't get out, you can't get out. You know,
nope.
If it's especially on one of those sleety, icy mornings, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
You just decide to stay home.
Oh,
you know?
It, right. Turns into a sheet of ice. I've been towed out of my drive twice in one season, and that's flat out embarrassing.
Or if you, you know, if you listen for if they're going to have ice, maybe you should find someplace else to park along, you know, on the road where a flat is, you know.
Right. Yeah.
go down to your buddy's filling station and see if he can park there overnight or
right.
Or take it to the church.
Yeah, take it to the church. And then nobody parks at the church during the
right.
week. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Be all right there. And so you can park at the very top of our driveway, but you kind of cover the sidewalk. And I, you know, you're not supposed to block the sidewalk, but you can still get around. So I'm not sure exactly how much trouble we'd get for blocking that little bit of sidewalk or not, since folks
right.
can get around.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you
maybe
know,
not, you
got to do what you got to
do. They would tell you if you get in trouble.
Yeah, they would. Hopefully they wouldn't find me first.
Right.
I don't think so down in Waldo. The mayor would just come knocking on my door.
Right. What about orange and black for colors?
Yeah, orange and black for colors. Yep.
Okay, that's about the only thing I know about Halloween, so.
Yeah, that's.
I'm not too smart about Halloween.
I think we're going to give out candy again.
Are you?
Down in Waldo. We don't have very many visitors, but.
Yeah, you still need it. You never
still
know.
Still need
you
know. It. We had a couple of kids last year,
yeah.
So we went out and bought some candy, so we're ready to go. It's actually our trick or treat is actually Saturday.
Right, yeah. Everybody's, you know, I have noticed the first time ever that every little township and everybody in Marion County has it on Saturday.
Yeah.
Sometime between, I think some start as early as 5 and Marion goes to 7:30.
Yeah.
You know, but that's good. You know, some of those times when those little villages would have it on Thursday or something, and then all those kids would come in town on Friday or on Saturday or whenever it was, you know.
Oh, yeah, then they clean it up.
That's right.
That's happened before, for sure.
That's right. Candy's getting expensive. I mean, what do you know?
I know,
gee,
for the good stuff.
Even those variety bags now are terrible.
I know. Yeah, I mean, we paid a pretty good amount of money to get, like, say, a bag of 50 count. You know, it's up there.
Yeah, I think I think sugar is up. Everything is up, you know, but just because of our stupid distribution problems, you know, if you pay people well enough to stay home, you know, why do they want to go work?
Right, so why not?
I think that's going to have to change. I think it's time to do away with any special COVID, you know, monies.
Yeah, that seems to be driving.
Yeah, I mean, it was good at the beginning when everybody, you know, only certain people could work and stuff like that. But now that anybody can go work, they're not going to stop them, and anybody can protect themselves pretty well. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, it's time to entice the worker some way to get back to work, and you know.
And it's just driving, you know, our country into debt. That now we're way down to my great great grandchildren.
Oh,
my,
I'll
you know,
tell you what.
I wouldn't want to be around and.
And
see what kind of Social Security they would ever get, or
it doesn't matter who's in office either. It doesn't matter if it's a Democrat or a Republican.
Right.
They're spending,
just,
spending,
spend, spend, spend.
I
mean,
know
when they start talking trillions. I don't think all of those politicians know what $1 trillion is.
No, I don't either.
You know, and. Well, most of them don't know what reality are. They're millionaires going in.
Right.
And they don't know what the common man puts up with.
Right. That's a problem. You gotta be down there with the common folks.
Right.
And know, you know, start out there and talk to the common folks, find out what the needs are, and that's what we need is a common folk to run for office, for sure.
That's what the country is supposed to have been.
Yep. Ran by citizens.
Right.
So.
Okay, I really like your prize today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's a nice place to eat. You know, got really good soup.
Oh, the soup's spectacular. Yeah.
Yeah, some of that. Oh, their broccoli soup is tremendous.
Yes, it is. Yep, it's good. The tomato basil's not bad.
Oh,
either.
Yeah.
Yeah,
anything.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's the only bad thing about going to it. That looks good, too.
Yeah. You can stack up the calories pretty
That's
quick.
Right. All right. Let's go.
Okay, good talking to you, Ernie.
Good talking
to you, Nate. Have a good week.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, you're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. We're playing a trivia for a $20 gift card to Panera Bread. If you'd like to play trivia, call me and answer one of my trivia questions. I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win if you answer one of the questions. And we will do our drawing at 4:55 this afternoon. And the lines are now open, so jump on in. 740-383-9944. Here's the ones we're looking for now. What was the first individually wrapped penny candy? What was the first individually wrapped penny candy? What country is believed to be the origin of Halloween? What country is believed to be the origin of Halloween? A group of witches is called a what? A group of witches is called a what? What is the most popular Halloween costume? According to Google, this has been that for a while. What is the most popular Halloween costume? What kind of mythical creature is said that humans can turn into during a full moon? What kind of mythical creature is said that humans can turn into during a full moon? And when do vampires sleep? When do vampires sleep? Did we already get the answer to that one? I don't know. I didn't cross it out if we did. So, just, you can answer it again if we did. 740-383-9944. Call me. Answer one of my trivia questions. We'll put you in $20 today to Panera Bread. And like Ernie was saying, you can go out there, get you some great soup. They've got some great sandwiches out there as well. Hey, here comes somebody else to talk to. We'll get hit the line, find out who's there. Hi, we're on the air.
Would that be a werewolf?
Yes, I'm looking for a werewolf. That's correct. Thank you very much, Judy C. We got you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Find us on Facebook by searching Radio Nate. Actually, the direct link is facebook.com/Radio Nate, or you can search it, facebook.com/Radio Nate. While you're there, click the follow or the like button. We post interesting things to show up in your news feed. Don't forget, that's Radio Nate on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Nate. That's where we put all of our recipes up there. And a couple weeks ago, I had the pumpkin recipe for, I believe it was easy pumpkin dessert or pumpkin pie, something like that. Anyhow, it was 2 weeks ago before the mummy recipe that was last week. The hot dog mummy recipe was last week. The one before that, if you go on the website there, facebook.com/Radio Nate, look for that. My mom made that recipe for a sundae. Oh my goodness, you talk about delicious. It was creamy. It was good. Oh boy. So check that out when you get a chance, all right? Hey, you know, we've got some interesting things for you today. We've got our offbeat news coming up, but I have the top 20 Halloween candies of all time compiled by our friends at Thrillist.com. That's Thrillist.com. They've compiled, through surveys and different things, the top 20 Halloween candies of all time. You may agree, you may disagree, but we will find out. At number 20 is Skittles. Number 19, Payday. Number 18 is those Haribo gummies. You know, those ones that are in the gold packages. You can get them at Dollar Tree and Dollar General, things like that. Number 17, Junior Mints. You gotta like mints, right? 16 is Twizzlers. Number 15, Baby Ruth. Again, the top 20 Halloween candies of all time from Thrillist.com. Number 14, M&M's. Number 13, Flavored Tootsie Rolls. Number 12, Heath Bar. Number 11, Starbursts. Number 10, Hershey Bars, the top 20 Halloween candies of all time from our friends at ThrillList.com. They've done a lot of surveys, and this is what they've come up with. Number 9 is Reese's Pieces. Number 8 is Nestle Crunch. Number 7 is Mr. Good Bar. Number 6 is 100 Grand. Number 5 is Butterfinger. One of my favorite candy bars is Butterfinger. Number 4 is Kit Kat. Number 3 is Snickers. Number 2 is Twix. And the number 1 top 20 Halloween candy of all time from ThrillList.com, they say, is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. So there you go, according to the folks at ThrillList.com. We want to say thank you to our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast, and I'll be in Rick's barber chair probably in the next couple of weeks to get another haircut. That's where I go. And he's always good for good conversation. And he's a friendly guy, and he always chats you up while he cuts your hair. He's an old-time barber, and he's got his barbershop decked out in Army gear, and he's even got an old motorcycle in there. If you look at the outside of the barbershop, you'd say, it's small. How does he have that in there? Well, he somehow got that in the door. You'll have to ask him exactly how. Rick's telephone number one more time, 740-361-3445. If nothing else, do me a favor, call him and say, tell him thank you for supporting Offbeat News and Trivia. More trivia up in just a moment. We'll see if we can get some more answers here as we give away a $20 gift card to Panera Bread today. We'll come back and do trivia in just a second after I give you three stories from our Offbeat News stack. I have a Nebraska store that makes the world's largest ice cream sandwich, a Hong Kong bus company lulls passengers to sleep, and right now I've got a pair of ER nurses who fell in love at the Georgia hospital where they both work, became engaged in an elaborate proposal on the roof of the building. Kelsey Dunlap, an ER nurse at Wellstar Kenneth Stone Hospital in Marietta, said she wheeled a stretcher up to a helicopter on the building's roof, expecting to pick up a patient, but instead was greeted by her boyfriend and co-worker, Jacob Young. It didn't register what was going on until he dropped to a knee, and then it clicked, Dunlap told WGCL-TV. I was like, oh my word, he's asking me to marry him. Video of the proposal went viral after being posted to TikTok and Instagram. I was in complete and total shock, and I'm not an easy girl to surprise, Dunlap told CNN. Young said it came as a massive relief when Dunlap said yes. It was by far the most stressful day of my life, but it was worth it, Young said. The two nurses fell in love while working at the hospital together amid the COVID-19 pandemic. I shadowed him one night and then fell in love with Kenneth Stone and everyone who was there, Dunlap said. Now this, a Nebraska grocery store broke a Guinness World Record by creating an ice cream sandwich that weighed in at a whopping 2,960 pounds. The Hy-Vee store in Plattsmouth said Guinness set the goal for the record at 2,460 pounds, and a team of 30 employees worked 5 hours to create an ice cream sandwich that beat the goal weight by 500 pounds. A Guinness worker was on hand to verify the record. The record-breaking ice cream sandwich was then divided into portions and donated to the Food Bank of Lincoln and the Food Bank for the Heartland. So there you go. It even went for a good cause. And finally, this story. A Hong Kong tour company is offering a unique solution to help stressed-out passengers get some rest. A 5-hour bus ride to nowhere. For those who find they get their most restful sleep to the sounds and motions of the road, Yulu Travel is offering tickets to the longest bus route in Hong Kong, traveling 47 miles around the highway on an uninterrupted sleeping bus. Passengers can choose among four types of cabins on the double-decker bus, with ticket prices ranging from $13 to $51. The itinerary offers a food coma lunch. I like that. A food coma lunch. And it stops at various scenic sites and drop-off locations. Passengers meet at a restaurant for a 2-course Western meal before boarding the bus to start sleeping. So that's what it's for. You just board the bus to go to sleep. If you're stressed out and you're in Hong Kong, there you go. Maybe we'll start something like that here in Marion, Ohio. You never know. It might be a hit. 10 minutes in front of the hour, we'll do our drawing coming up, and in just about 5 minutes, we'll find out who the winner is going to be of our Panera Bread gift card. $20 Panera Bread gift card. That's what we're giving away today. So usually we give away a $5 gift card during the month, and then when we hit the last Wednesday of the month, we try to give away anywhere between $15 and $25 is what we try to do. And so this week, it happens to be a $20 gift card to Panera Bread. Here's the Halloween questions we have left for you. Once again, all you need to do, just call and answer one. I'll put you in the drawing. Coming up in 5 minutes, we'll find out who wins. I'll send this gift card through the mail to you. What was the first individually wrapped penny candy? What was the first individually wrapped penny candy? What country is believed to be the origin of Halloween? What country is believed to be the origin of Halloween? A group of witches is called a what? If you've seen Hocus Pocus, you know. A group of witches is called a what? What is the most popular Halloween costume? What is the most popular Halloween costume? And when do vampires sleep? When do vampires sleep? 740-383-9944. You can join the folks that have called already. Phyllis and Ernie, Judy C. and Lee and Scott. You can join those folks and get signed up for a $20 gift card to Panera Bread. So give us a ring right here. Here's a couple more trivia questions just in case you maybe don't know the answers to the ones that we have. We'll just give you a couple more. How many pieces of candy does the average house give away on Halloween trick-or-treat to each kid? How many pieces of candy does the average house give away on Halloween trick-or-treat to each kid? Out of which vegetable was a jack-o'-lanterns originally made? Out of which vegetable was jack-o'-lanterns originally made? And where does Halloween rank in holiday spending? Where does Halloween rank in holiday spending? 740-383-9944. Just a few minutes left before our drawing. Get in here if you'd like to, and we'll find out who's on the phone right now. Hi, we're on the air.
A group of witches is called a coven.
Hey, that is right. How are you today?
Well, I'm just fine. How are you doing, Nate?
Hey, I'm having a good day today. Thank you very much.
That's wonderful. Even if there's no sunshine, you still have good days.
You know, I try. I get a little depressed sometimes on those cloudy days, but you know, you just figure everything's going to be okay, work out in the end, right?
And you think about coming and being a radio announcer to all your wonderful listeners.
You know what? It's the highlight of my week. It really is. Talking to you
mine
folks.
Mine too.
All right. Glad
Thank
to
you.
Hear it. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, if you'd like to jump on board, just a few minutes left. Hey, I want to tell you about the Neighborhood Supper coming up here November 23rd. 4:30 to 6:30 is when they're having it. St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. It's their big Thanksgiving dinner. All you need to do is pull up to the back door, and they'll load you up with as many meals as you'd like. It's absolutely free. The menu is turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, veggie, rolls, a pumpkin dessert, and even your bottled water. So be planning for this one. It'd be fun to go down to Waldo. Of course, that's where I live, so it's just 3 or 4 houses down. I can just roll right into that church parking lot, get my 2 meals, and head on down the road. Like I said earlier in the program, they had yesterday they had chili soup and hot ham and cheese sandwiches, and it was good. So we will be looking forward to this Thanksgiving dinner, and they will be happy to see you down there. And if you go, let them know you heard it here on WWGH Radio. Send me an email at any time, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Got just enough time to give you our weird word of the week. So head with me down the hallway to my little classroom, and I have written this week's weird word on the chalkboard. It's chivalry. Chivalry. S-H-I-V-A-R-E-E. Chivalry. It's a noun. Here's the definition. A mock serenade with kettles, pans, horns, and other noisemakers given for a newly married couple. And chivalry was first recorded in English in the early 1800s. So there you can expand the knowledge of your English language with our weird word of the week. Hi, we're on the air.
Vampires sleep during the day?
No, actually they don't. They sleep at night.
Vampires sleep at night?
Yep. According to what I Googled, anyhow, I could be wrong, though. It wouldn't be the first time.
No, it's probably me. Well, you learn something new every day.
How are you, Sarah?
Outstanding. How about you, Nate?
Good, good. Are you relaxing after work today?
Today I got to do laundry, so yeah.
Yeah, I've got to go home and do a couple. I got to go home and do a couple loads of towels myself. And get the.
Are you cooking dinner
done
for the missus tonight?
Well, I was going to do chicken and baked potatoes, but she said she'd rather me bring home Mexican. So I'm going to either do Taco Bell or El Campesino.
There you go. So, you know what they say, Nate? A happy wife. A happy life.
That's right. Absolutely.
Have a good show.
Hey, thanks a lot, Sarah. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and we are at 4:55, actually 4:56 pretty much. It's time to find out who our winner is going to be. Let's mix everybody up and find out. And it's good to talk to everybody today. Appreciate everybody phoning in. And we'll go through everybody that called in here. All right, let's see here. The winner for today happens to be Scott. Scott, congratulations, Scott. You're the big winner of the Panera Bread $20 gift card. And I will send that in the mail to you, my friend. And let me peek here, make sure I still have your, yes, I do have your address still in my chart here. I thought I did. Just wanted to double check. So let me mark you down as our winner right there. See, even the sirens are glad you won, Scott. So, hey, we got just enough time to do our ladies' corner. But first of all, I want to thank everybody that did call in today. Thank you to Phyllis. Appreciate you, Phyllis. Thank you to Janet. Thank you, Sarah. Of course, Scott. Thank you, Lee. Judy C. Ernie. Appreciate everybody phoning in today. It's a privilege talking to you folks every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. That is when we are here. All right. The ladies' corner today, we have a recipe, and it's spooky Halloween dessert. Kind of my Halloween theme on the Halloween show. We've got the Halloween lights on. We're ready to go. Trick or treat in Waldo this this Saturday, so come on down. I'm right across from the cemetery. I'm giving out some good candy, so come on down, even if you aren't dressed up. I'm perfect. I'm right there by the cemetery. I'm ready to go. Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay, we got spooky Halloween dessert. Here's what you need. 35 chocolate wafer cookies, finely crushed, about 1 3/4 cups divided, 1/4 cup of sugar, 5 tablespoons of butter or margarine melted, 1 package, that's 8 ounces of Philadelphia cream cheese softened, 1 tub, that's 8 ounces of Cool Whipped whipped topping thawed and divided, 2 cups of boiling water, 2 packages, 3 ounces of Jell-O orange flavored gelatin ice cubes, 1 half cup cold water, 3 oblong vanilla cream filled sandwich cookies, 10 pieces of candy corn, and 3 pumpkin-shaped cookies. Here's how to make it. Again, find this recipe, facebook.com/RadioNate. Mix 1 1/2 cups wafer crumbs, sugar, and butter in 13-by-9-inch pan. Press on the bottom of pan. Refrigerate until ready to use. Beat cream cheese into medium bowl until well blended. Gently stir in half the Cool Whip spread over your crust. Add boiling water to gelatin mix in medium bowl. Stir 2 minutes until completely dissolved. Add enough ice cubes to cold water to measure 1 1/2 cups. Add to gelatin. Stir until slightly thickened. Remove any unmelted ice. Spoon gelatin over cream cheese layer. Refrigerate 3 hours or until firm. Spread remaining Cool Whip over gelatin just before serving. Sprinkle with remaining wafer crumbs. Decorate cookies with icing to resemble the tombstones. Insert in top of dessert and add your candies. There's a picture of all this there, facebook.com/RadioNate. You can copy and paste the recipe there. Well, it's time for me to head on down the road to Waldo. It's been great being with you here on this Wednesday afternoon. I'll be here next Wednesday, 4:15 to 5 o'clock. I will look for you back here on the radio. We'll have another giveaway and more fun and excitement, excitement, excitement. This is WWGHLPFM, Marion, Ohio. More great programming is straight ahead. Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1. I will talk to you later.
Well, 2 times is a big story. This we.